This is episode 1520. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and you are in the right place for peace, energy, and clarity as you get ready to meditate. In today's episode, you're going to discover how to layer several of the pure relaxation meditation techniques you've explored in this week's theme. Our theme has been beach meditations. You may be at the beach this week, as I've heard from several of you that you are, in fact, at the beach. Maybe you're at a mountain retreat with a beautiful lake, creek, or river nearby. Or maybe you are going about your regular day in your regular routine from home to work, from point A to point B. Whatever it is you do each day. In this series, you've explored meditation techniques that can help you escape anytime you want, regardless of your location. And these techniques are layered beautifully together as you meditate. When you sit down to meditate, you've usually been doing something to occupy your mind. Maybe you woke up in the morning, you're getting ready for your day, or maybe it's evening and you've had quite a long day and you have a lot of things on your mind and you sit down to meditate. Well, those thoughts are still with you. So what do you do with them? You can push them aside and ignore them, but that doesn't work so well. What you can do is what many people who are long-time meditators do, and that is to use meditation techniques to help you transition from your busy day to a place of stillness. So when you do these techniques, you ease your body and mind into your meditation, just as if you were doing a warm-up before you were getting ready to work out or exercise. You would warm up your muscles, get your body ready, get your mind ready as well. Begin to focus on your workout. And this is what you'll do with the techniques. You'll allow them to help you focus on your meditation. The full guided meditation, which is a half hour in length, and you can break off at any point you want. And these are on our new app called the Sip and Om app. You can try it for 2 weeks free. We have the iOS and the Android version. So if you have an Apple device or an Android, you can find this app if you go to the iTunes or Apple Store or to the Google Play Store. Just do a search there for SIP, S-I-P, and A-N-D, OM, SIP and OM app. We'll be offering teas, herbal teas, soon. So you'll hear a little bit about herbal tea today as well. You get journals for each week's series and guides for each week's series and access to a full library of over 1,500 meditations organized into weekly themes so you can explore the the kind of mood or emotion you're going through or you want to be in as you meditate. For your meditation today, I have something to share with you, and that is an herb. This is for a Friday's meditation, and I always share an herb because herbs can benefit you in a similar way as do meditation techniques. You always want to check with your physician, especially if you take other medications, are nursing or breastfeeding, because herbs are powerful. Don't be afraid of them though, just respect them. Make sure the herb is the right herb for you. So the herb for this week's series is one you are likely very familiar with in cooking, but not necessarily in sipping, and that is coriander. Coriander is an ancient herb used throughout millennia that you likely use on a regular basis there in your kitchen. And this herb has a cooling effect, so it's ideal for the hot summer months or if you eat hot or spicy food. In fact, if you go to an Indian restaurant, you may find that they give you a little plate of fennel, coriander, and a few other seeds to chew to freshen your breath. Now, coriander also helps to relieve inflammation in painful joints. It is a source of fiber, manganese, iron, and magnesium. So this can be a fun herb for you to sip, whether or not you are indeed at the beach or somewhere else on vacation. So now let's get you meditating. Settle yourself down and begin to relax your mind and body. Your spine is straight. Your eyes are gently elevated to the point between your eyebrows, or your spiritual eye, it's referred to in yoga and meditation. And soften your stomach. Relax your jaw and your shoulders. And mentally repeat, I open up to the flow of life all around me. I open up to the flow of life all around me. Visualize yourself seated at the beach. Feel as though you're floating on the waves. The deep waters support you as you float on the surface of the water, opening up to the flow of life all around you. And as you inhale, inhale peace. Feel peace flood your body. As you exhale, exhale calm. Feel your body become lighter and lighter as you feel calmness course like a river throughout your body. Inhale, peace. exhale, calm. You may hold your hands in the Vismaya Mudra, touching your middle fingertip to your thumb tip, and then curling your index finger down into the base of your thumb. Doing this with both hands helps to provide a clear and deep understanding of your path in life. Continue focusing on the path your life is on. You are so worth slowing down for.